Not proper set, and that's the God's truth, Burgess said. A proper slab is near the ends of the coaches, one at each end, so as to allow air to pass end to end, one slapper to the next. That's the way to arrange it for the best. Where are the slappers on the luggage van? Pierce said, glancing again at his watch. I care only about the van. Well, that's the hell of it, Burgess said. They're near centre, and no more than 3 paces separate, and they've no hinge. Now, when it rains, down comes the water, direct to the centre of the van, and there's one great puddle straight away in the centre. You say the slappers are separated by 3 paces. 3, 4, thereabouts, Burgess said. I never cared to know for certain, but it's certain I ate the damn things, and that's... All right, Pierce said. You've told me what I need to know. I'm glad of that, Burgess said with a sort of confused relief. But I swear, there's no way a man or even a chavvy can slip down that hole. And once they lock me in... Pierce cut him off with a wave of his hand and turned to Edgar. This padlock on the outside, is it hard to pick? I don't know it, Edgar said, but a padlock's no trick. They're made strong, but they're fat tumblers on account of their size. Some a man can use his little finger for the betty and tickle her broke open in a flash.
Could I? Pierce said.
Edgar stared at him. Easy enough, but you might take a minute or two. He frowned. But you heard what he said. You don't dare break her at the station stop, so... Pierce turned back to Burgess. How many second-class coaches are there on the morning train?
Well, I don't know exact. 6 as often as not. 7 near the weekend. Sometimes midweek they run 5, but lately there's 6. Now, first class, that's...
I don't care about first class, Pierce said. Burgess fell silent, hopelessly confused. Pierce looked at Edgar. Edgar had figured it out. The screwsman shook his head. Mother of God, Edgar said. You've lost your mind. You've gone flat to Beano, sure as I stand here. What do you think? You're Mr. Coolidge?
Coolidge was a well-known mountaineer.
I know who I am, Pierce said tersely. He turned back to Burgess, whose confusion had steadily increased during the last few minutes, until he was now nearly immobilised, his face blank and expressionless, having lost even the quality of bewilderment.
Is your name Coolidge, then? Burgess asked. You said Sims.
It's Sims, Pierce said. Our friend here is only making a joke. I want you to go home now and sleep, and get up tomorrow and go to work as usual. Just carry on as usual, no matter what happens. Just do your regular day of work and don't worry about anything. Burgess glanced at Edgar, then back to Pierce.
Will you pull tomorrow, then?
Yes, Pierce said. Now go home and sleep.